On today's episode of the Natty Boys Podcast, we talk about the Reds' all-star performances, dive into the Raptors-Spurs blockbuster trade this week in the NBA, and Hefe tells us how he really feels about Le'Veon Bell. To wrap the show up, we hand out some awards that the ESPYs seem to have forgotten. Enjoy the show!
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is Friday, July 20th, and once again, the Natty Boys are playing down a man. So it seems like a regular occurrence now. Every other week, we've got somebody out. This time, Max, the one that left his friends high and dry.
R.I.P.
So, R.I.P.
Bye, Mac.
Wait, is he dead?
Relax in places that you're on vacation at, I think is what that stands
for.
Yeah,
probably.
So yeah, we no Mac today. He's on vacation, enjoying some time with his family. Which, I mean, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, he's gone during the part of the sports year where there isn't shit going on. So
yeah,
this week there was the All-Star game and then nothing for a few days. We had the ESPYs on Wednesday, but it's been
Who watches the ESPYs?
Yeah, it's been I did.
Bill Nye went off, though.
Nerd.
Bill Nye ripping base hits.
I saw that.
I thought that guy died.
He looked like he might have died.
Tim Kirchin looked like he was freaking... I was saying he was going to have a heart attack the next day. He was running around the bases like it was a real game.
He's such a little nerd.
Yeah.
And then he got hit with a baseball. He got hit with the ball when he was going
to
school.
In a celebrity softball game?
Yeah, he was going in to score, and Jamie Foxx trying to gun him down from the outfield and hit him like on the... I didn't see where it hit him, but it definitely hit him.
Jamie Foxx, I feel like... So he does the NBA All-Star stuff also. I feel like if I was a celebrity, which, I mean, Mill Iron Sports aside, I probably will be sometime soon.
Right.
I would want to do the All-Star stuff also, but I feel like they never get A-list stars, so I might have a chance.
Yeah. Well, do you think Jamie Foxx is the most famous two-sport celebrity all-star?
Probably. I don't think Andy Dalton's played in the NBA yet.
He should.
Kevin Hart always tears it up in the NBA.
Finger rolling the shit out there.
NBA celebrity game.
He's the next DiVincenzo. I can't say his name, but he's a red-haired dude.
I know you've seen Kevin Hart tear it up in NBA all-star games.
Yeah, he was the MVP like four times in a row. He sucks. He's short. Yeah. I can block him.
I want to see him do an NHL celebrity all-star game.
Michael Scott. I'd watch that.
Hell yeah. Just see him check Toby into the wall.
Yeah. So did you guys watch the all-star game Monday night? Or Tuesday night, I'm sorry.
No.
I caught a little bit of the all-star game. I watched more of the home run derby than I did the all-star
derby
game.
The derby was actually good this year.
The derby forever.
It took forever.
Like, it started at, like,
it was
eight,
actually exciting.
And I flipped back over to it at 10:30, and they were in, like, the semifinals. I was like, are you serious?
The first round took a while.
I'm telling you guys, they have a pace of play problem in the MLB, and this is
So I was flipping between that Monday night, and the Lakers were playing in the Summer League, so I was flipping over to that also. So I didn't catch all the home run derby. I saw Bryce Harper ended up taking home the championship in Washington, you know, in his home park, which is
which
is the first time since it's been done since Todd Frazier did it in Cincinnati with the hometown guy taking home the home run derby trophy.
Well, it wasn't without controversy though. If you ask Cubs fans, they said that, was it Harper's dad pitching to him? Or was he someone else?
I think it was his dad.
Yeah. That's what I thought, but I could have just completely made that up. But they're saying basically he was throwing the ball before Harper's previous hit landed, which is technically the rule.
Yeah.
So Cubs fans were mad on Twitter about that, saying, you know, Harper cheated and it was bullshit. I saw a lot of people saying, it's just a home run derby, so I don't care. But, like, Harper cheated. He shouldn't have won. So.
They're inner Cardinal fans coming out there a little bit.
It was a very, very Cardinal-esque thing to complain about. It reminded me a lot of the best fans in baseball account.
And then Tuesday night, none of the Reds started in the All-Star game, but they all got to play some with Joey Scooter and Eugenio Suarez. Yeah. And, you know, Scooter and Joey both hit home runs in the game.
Yeah, Scooter tied it up in the bottom of the ninth inning to send it to extra innings. And then Votto, he broke the tie.
Yeah, it was in the 10th.
Right? No, because it would have been...
Was it? I think it was in the 10th.
But that would have ended it, which they lost. So I'm trying to think how that worked. I know he had a home run in the... Yeah, in the extra innings. But it was... his first hit in, what, like 14 at-bats in the All-Star game? So,
really?
Yeah, so he was 0 for like 13 or 14 going into that at-bat. So I was getting ready to declare Joey Votto the worst All-Star in baseball history. But,
I saw somebody say, wouldn't it be funny if he got snubbed from the Hall of Fame because he didn't have any All-Star game hits? or it was making fun of Red's Twitter. It was one of the radio, I think it might have been Moeg or one of the radio personalities in Cincinnati said, Red's Twitter will want Joey snubbed from the Hall of Fame because he doesn't have an All-Star hit.
The other thing that I saw was that this isn't the first time that a Reds duo have both homered in the All-Star game. It happened like back in 54 with Ted Kozlowski and someone else that was in the game for the Reds. I don't remember who. But, not the first time that two Reds have both homered.
That's right. I'm assuming that means the Reds are pretty much the best team in baseball history.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I did see, and I wasn't watching at the time, but I guess somebody was saying that Joey essentially costed the National League the All-Star game because I guess they had the lead, and he dropped a pop-up that would have been an out.
Yeah.
And then the guy homered the next at-bat to tie it up or something. So, so basically it's all Joey's fault. So,
Of course.
Blame Joey.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Everyone already blames Joey in Cincinnati.
He just needs to get the bat off his shoulder, swing the bat, and then, take some more pitches and not swing at bad pitches.
Right.
Basically, and his homer was a solo home run, so he needs to drive in more people.
Rally breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Adam Dunn shot.
Yeah.
He's getting inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame here soon, too.
Yeah.
Big old donkey.
I miss Adam Dunn.
He also said that he was on Mo Egger's show Tuesday, I think, and he said that if he would have been in the home run derby, he would have won it last night. Like, three or four years removed from baseball, if he just entered the home run derby, he claims he would have won it, which, I probably believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably on steroids now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He just plays in those old man softball leagues and just, he's the ringer.
Yep.
I could see him playing like beer league softball or flag football. Hell yeah.
And he would absolutely be the guy where you'd be playing in a league with like a 2 home run limit and he'd already have 2. And then he would go up and just jack one out again and get an out just because he would not be able to hit a home run.
A big F you. Yeah.
It's so true.
So Joey's pretty much a quiet guy for Cincinnati and he gets a lot of shit for it. But the Spurs quiet star is on his way up to Toronto with Kawhi Leonard being shipped out of Greg Popovich's face up out of the country. Pretty much if you talk shit to Greg Popovich, he's going to send you packing.
Yeah, he got banished from the country.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
it's
funny seeing reactions to this trade. I don't know that there's anybody anywhere that's happy about this trade.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. Like
DeMar DeRozan's not happy. Kawhi's not happy. Danny Green's not happy. Raptors fans aren't happy. I think maybe Spurs fans are because...
No, Spurs fans aren't happy. They feel like they should have got more because they only got DeRozan and picks and Jacob Poeltl or whatever his name is. But they think that they should have got more of the young talent that the Raptors have, which they didn't.
Yeah.
Because, I have a buddy that's from Toronto And I asked him about it, you know, right after it happened, and he said he couldn't believe that they didn't get, you know, two of their young stars plus DeRozan for Kawhi.
Right. Well, I mean, when you think about what they were asking the Lakers to dump,
yeah,
and even the Celtics, it's like, what?
DeRozan's
good, but he's been there 9 years.
With the price tag so high for the Lakers, it makes me think that they really didn't want to ship him anywhere in the Western Conference. Because
makes sense.
Yeah, the Lakers they were asking for like three of the four young core guys that the Lakers have and picks. And you know, from Toronto they just got DeRozan, DeRozan is a great player. He's a great scorer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he disappears in the playoffs, which has been his, you know, the biggest qualm that people have had with him. And, you know, I kind of got into an argument with a guy on Twitter yesterday about DeRozan. And, you know, he's like, the guy was like, you know, he's a team guy, which is true. He embraced Toronto.
Yeah.
But are you going to be happy with, he's been on the team for 9 years and you've never gotten past LeBron. Like, I know LeBron's gone this year, but he doesn't perform in the playoffs. There's a reason that you guys aren't getting this far. But if you're okay with mediocrity, you know, cry about your loss.
So assuming that, you know, Kawhi actually accepts this and plays and, you know, plays at his highest level and stays healthy, do you think this pretty much makes the Raptors the favorites to make it to the championship from the Eastern Conference? Do you think the Celtics are going to?
I still think it's the Celtics right now because they made it that far last year without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward.
So I think that the route still goes through Boston right now. But I mean, Toronto is never far behind. I know they got swept by Cleveland this year in the playoffs, but that's been their track record.
Yeah.
And Cleveland, you would think, is pretty much out of that picture now.
Yeah, right. And with LeBron leaving and. Yeah, Cleveland, I think, is going to be a train wreck for a year.
Sexton's a psychopath, though.
He is, man.
Like,
Colin
what
Sexton
the hell?
I
didn't know he was that guy that stared at the guy on during the free throws. I didn't know that was Colin Sexton.
Yes, he is so, like,
he's
super
weird.
Serious the entire game. Like, I like that. Like, I like that kind of.
It's funny. You know, like, he's funny, but it's.
Yeah, but he doesn't do
dude.
It to be funny, I don't think. He takes it. He just takes the game very seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. I couldn't tell you who
you
he
need
was
to watch that video when we get done recording of him guarding Josh Hart. It's. He's flexing.
Like, yeah, he's like slapping the floor and flexing, like,
and
during
like,
the last possession of the Summer League game.
Like,
and, yeah.
It's awesome,
I mean,
but it's
Josh
hilarious.
Hart ends up shooting and missing, but. I mean, it was pretty damn funny. The Lakers ended up losing in the championship game to Portland for the Summer League title. It would have been back-to-back years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Portland ended up taking home the championship.
I know I asked you this last year when we were talking about the Lakers winning it. It's not just rookies, right? It's kind of all like the younger guys.
Yeah. So the best player on the Lakers team this year was Josh Hart. And at the end of the season this past year, he was actually playing in games.
Yeah.
So
he's
a second year guy that was playing. And, you know, like Troy Copain for the Bearcats, he's been gone. He's been removed a year already. So it's mostly first and second year guys that get to play in the tournament.
Did Lonzo?
He did not participate this year. I think Josh Hart was the only rookie or second year guy that played for the Lakers. Most of the rest of them were.
Yeah.
They probably would have dominated if Kuzma and some of those other guys played.
That's why they won it last year, was because of Kuzma and Lonzo.
Yeah.
But
if LeBron really wanted to be a leader, he would have come in and played and kind of gotten used to the team, built some chemistry up.
Destroyed people.
Earned his spot on that mural on the wall.
That's right. That's going to be defaced so quickly.
Yeah, I say that new one. I know. I forget who tweeted it. So maybe it was you.
It was.
DB said, how long until this one gets defaced? Yeah.
So, you know, DeMar's coming down to San Antonio. Kawhi, if he's healthy, which that's a big if, he's a top five player in the league. I mean, he's finals MVP, best player on the Spurs. You know, even when Tim Duncan was at the end of his career, he was still the leader on that championship team. And him going to Toronto, I don't know if he's going to want to play, but the Spurs should be happy that they got what they got. I think both sides should probably be happy about this, and it seems like neither side is.
Yeah.
The best would be if Kawhi didn't play at all and he just sat out a year.
I think that only hurts him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Toronto would implode, though, at that point.
Probably.
One thing that I found really interesting about this whole trade was seeing the reaction from other players around the league. So many people on social media talking about how there's no loyalty in this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys that kind of went through similar experiences where they got traded away were like, yeah, I thought the same thing until, yeah. they traded me out of nowhere. So it's interesting seeing players kind of chime in like that, because you don't normally see that. And this isn't the first time, a mainstay for a team gets shipped off.
It happened to Blake Griffin last year.
Yeah
exactly.
Yeah. After they said he was the future.
Right. They hung his jersey up in the rafters it was going to be, he was going to be a Clipper for life.
Right. And it's interesting because you see all the guys making those comments about how there's no loyalty to the players or whatever. But you've got guys like, Kevin Durant, LeBron James,
Boogie.
Leaving their teams. Yeah. Yeah. Boogie Cousins. They got,
the contracts are getting. The contracts are getting. Oh, my God.
But so the lack of loyalty thing goes both ways. And when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it's a business. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't get, personal feelings in there. But it's funny seeing the players take exception to it happening to a player. When a player does to a team, no one really says anything.
Yeah. Cause,
they want to, if they could, I think if they're good enough to be in that position, they'd probably do the same thing.
Absolutely. I feel like DeMar really did ingrain himself into Toronto and Canada as a whole.
Yeah.
He embraced the community, and I probably would feel
the community of Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he signed a long-term deal 2 years ago wherein he was an unrestricted free agent because he was getting offered. I think the Lakers offered him, a decent contract, and he ended up staying home because he loved Toronto. And then this is why all the Raptors fans are pissed, because, a top 20 player that actually embraced the city. He's the leading Raptor scorer of all time. He's played in the most Raptor games. He is a Raptor for life, and that the actual organization fires the coach of the year and gets rid of their best player all in one fell swoop. So people are pissed up in Canada, eh?
Did you see the video of Drake and Will Ferrell?
No.
Somebody posted it. You need to watch it. It's funny. The argument is that he doesn't do handshakes after he makes shots, and it's Drake and Will Ferrell doing a handshake, and it's hilarious. And he's like, "What's your name, DeMar?" It's funny.
That's a couple years old.
Yeah, no, I know it's old, but it's
okay.
A freaking hilarious video.
Yeah,
it was pretty.
So, going from one trade to another in the NBA, Carmelo is going to be switching teams again. He was on Oklahoma City for a long time, and earlier today, Thursday, he got traded to the Hawks, who are going to buy him out, and he's going to be a free agent. The front runners to sign him are the Rockets, which that is going to be hilarious if him, James Harden, and Chris Paul are all on the same team. The old joke, there's only one basketball to go around.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be a factor.
Yeah, he's making so much money to just...
He's over the hill, too.
He's getting $28 million, I think they said, for this buyout.
This is pretty much
nothing.
Just a salary dump for Oklahoma City, so they can have a shot at a free agent next summer when Kawhi's a free agent.
Yeah.
You still think Kawhi's going to end up in L.A.?
Absolutely. Just because of LeBron. If LeBron wouldn't have gone there, then no. But
yeah.
I still can't believe that it happened. I'm still awestruck that he actually did it. But
I saw something too that Boogie might even end up there next year. Still,
maybe he signed a 1 year deal.
I was gonna say I didn't know
that would be crazy if Kawhi and Boogie went to LA.
Maybe that would be cool. I don't like Boogie though, so I don't.
He's still one of the best centers in basketball.
Oh yeah, no, there's no.
He still
that.
Would be awesome.
So the other funny thing, not funny, is that Kawhi has said he doesn't want to play in Toronto, and he might sit out, which is exactly what Le'Veon Bell is threatening right now in the NFL for the Steelers.
He's an idiot.
He gets...
I mean, and I get he's the Gronk of running backs. Like, he is a weapon. The whole defense has to prepare for him. I get what he's saying, but the dude is playing on two bionic knees, and he's playing a position that you don't have a high shelf life at. Running backs don't make it past 5 to 6 years. They just don't. You have your outliers like Gore, who's still playing, but it just doesn't, you don't risk that much money on a player that's not going to be around. And especially one that has caused so much drama as far as his contracts go. He's just such a jackass.
So the Steelers franchise tagged him. So it's
at
not 14 like they can,
million.
Yeah, 14 and a half. It's not like they can negotiate million. A contract with him now that he's been franchise tagged. That window is closed. So right. This is his contract for this season. And I mean, I guess if he doesn't like it, he can sit out. You know, good news for the Bengals is that we play the Steelers week 6, which he could be sitting out for.
Yeah. But,
and I think that this is probably just smoke and mirrors that the, you know, someone in Bell's camp has put out there that, you know, he's going to sit for half the season to save his body so that he can sign a big contract in the offseason. Yeah.
The thing I don't get about it, though, is just he already gets paid. Like, they're already offering him so much money. Yeah. Like, I think the offer that they made him was, like, $15 million per year.
Mm-hmm.
The next highest running back is, like, $8 million per year.
Yeah.
So he's making almost twice as much as the next highest running back. So, like, I don't know what he wants. And I think the quote that I saw said that he doesn't want to get paid like a running back. He wants to get paid like an elite offensive weapon. Yeah. Which, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. It doesn't make a ton of sense.
He's a jackass.
It's really easy for us to hate him since he's a Steeler. But Hefe, you pointed this out already, like, running backs don't last that long in the league.
No.
And I'm taking all hatred for the Steelers out of it. He's playing on two titanium knees.
Yeah.
It's a risk for the
Roonies.
Yeah,
things are not perfect.
It's such a risk for the Roonies to sign him to this contract that he's not even taking that into consideration. And both of those knee injuries he had were complete freak accidents. Like, it was
that was intentional.
But it was not something that was just going to, like, it could happen again so easily. And it's just not worth the risk.
No.
It's just really not.
So, again, if you were him, would you sit out since it was a freak accident and you can sign a huge contract?
If I don't think I'm
going to
be with Pittsburgh next year, yeah, I sit out.
I mean, he sounds like he's not going to sign with
Pittsburgh. If I'm not going to be in Pittsburgh, fuck yeah, I'm sitting out. Because if he thinks somebody will pay him that, go for it.
Someone will pay him money.
Oh yeah, he's going to end up in New York.
It's not going to be a ton more than the $15 million that
he's
going to
end up in
Pittsburgh.
One of these New York teams that just like the Jets will be chasing the Giants with Barkley. And
he does feel like a Jet to me for some reason.
Yeah, it's the whole New York. Like, he'll want to be in the high flash. He just catches me as a high flashy guy, and that's fine if that's what his plan is. Sit out, but.
Or we could follow LeBron and go to the Chargers out in L.A.
I just don't like
him and Gurley. That'd be a lethal backfield.
That's I don't like him as a person, let alone that he's a Steeler. I think he's an idiot.
How long did he last year with this whole holdout thing? Because he did this last year, too.
He reported a week before
week one.
And it killed him. Like, those first couple games, he sucked. And that's the part as the Steelers that would bother me. I'd just be like, fuck off, dude. Like, they've got they've got weapons. They don't, I mean, he is their team, but it annoys me.
I mean, it kind of comes down to what we were talking about with the whole Kawhi trade. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business.
Yeah.
This is a significant investment for a sports team to make on a position where, he's definitely probably, if not the best, probably top two or three running backs in the league right now. I mean, he's got talent. But at that position, you know, especially if you have a strong offensive line, the drop-off from, you know, number one, number two, number three, down to, like, you know, 10, 15, it's not significant enough where it's going to be worth, you know, throwing all that money at somebody who ultimately, you know, like you said, get a freak accident, gets hurt, and then all that money is wasted. Now, granted, contracts in the NFL aren't completely guaranteed, but right. you know, a portion of it is. You're still, it's still a lot of money, so it's not smart for the team to throw that at a guy. I mean, it's not like he's a you know, a quarterback who, you know, they're not going to take as much abuse usually, yeah. or a lineman who are typically tend to be a little bit more durable, I guess. I mean, this is a high impact position.
When teams nowadays are running 2 and 3 running backs out right, there at a right, time. Yeah. I mean, if you're yeah. splitting carries, you can't pay that much to one spot, to one slot on your team for right. You know, for one of your running backs.
Yeah, and a guy like Bell.
Yeah, and it's a durability thing. Like, you right. can't, just like with an offensive lineman, you get hit every play. A running
but
back.
But he's a patient runner. Did you guys know
God,
that?
God, that's my most yeah. annoying thing with him. But you get hit every play, and durability is going to be an issue, and that's why you can't ask for a contract that large. It's just not.
And a guy like Bell, who, you know, he can also be a receiving threat, that just is more opportunities for him to get hit, for him yeah. to get tackled. He's not just yeah. a pure runner where on pass plays he might be blocking, but in general he's not going to take as much wear and tear. If you're throwing him the ball, you know, 10, 15 times a game, that's that many more times he's getting hit. He's taking that chance for injury. So it is. It's like I said, the team has to look at it as an investment, and it's just not worth that much.
So if I'm Le'Veon, I am calling up Isaiah Thomas for that just signed a contract with the Nuggets because he had – so last season – two seasons ago in the playoffs, he was with Boston, and he led the team to the conference finals, and he fucked his hip up, and he kept playing on his injured hip. And instead of getting a 5-year, $150 million contract, he just signed with the Nuggets for the league minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, just because of one injury that yeah. he played through for the team,
yeah,
he is now making $2 million instead of 20.
I mean, look yeah. at a guy like Eifert.
He was one of the ones that was chirping about loyalty on Twitter too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, look at a guy like Eifert. Eifert just signed a prove it contract, and you know it's yeah. a guy 3-4 years ago that was, you know, getting Gronk comparisons and you know being talked about as is he better than Gronk?
And but that was when he had two elbows.
You just can't. It's such a brutal game that you can't risk all that money into one player. Because Le'Veon Bell could go out. Look, I mean, look at Shazier. Shazier's a franchise linebacker. He's never going to play again. And if he yeah, does, it's criminal.
What you think.
If he does, it's criminal. And that's your franchise linebacker that just, because of one hit, is done for the rest of his life.
Yeah. It was a freak accident.
Yeah.
It could happen
yeah, no,
in any play.
Exactly.
David Pollack.
Yeah, David Pollack, first round franchise linebacker, done after one game, like one hit. Yeah, you just can't pay. It's not the same. And I saw somebody the other day, I forget who it was, but he was griping about the NBA contracts. It was an NFL player. Like, man, I wish we could get these contracts, like $80 million. It's like you can't. It's not the same thing. The wear and tear in the NFL is 100% different than the wear and tear in the NBA.
And it's a pure numbers thing.
Yeah.
So you've got
12 NBA players
versus
exactly.
65 contracted, 53 man.
This is the most stupid comment I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, you don't realize what you just said?
Plus, the NBA CBA is a lot better than the NFL's.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because like Whitty was saying, it's not guaranteed money in the NFL, but it's because the NFL is smarter than that. It's a brutal game.
But all that this makes me think is that, you know, OTAs are starting up soon, so football's going to be back.
Mini camps come back. I think it starts next week.
I know.
It's crazy.
Makes my hatred for the Bengals just fire right back up.
I got asked to work a preseason game the other day.
Nice.
For the Bengals, and I was like, damn, that's really close.
Do you still fit in that tiger outfit?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Smells, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I know you were the last
one. Smells like beef and cheese.
And rye bread.
Yeah. Yeah, football. So we talked about it.
We talked about it a little bit earlier. Did you guys watch any of the ESPYs last night?
I didn't. I saw Jim Kelly's speech, which that was rough.
Yeah.
That bad, huh?
No, it's just it was sad. And the dude's been through. You didn't realize. I always liked Jim Kelly, and you. This is aging myself a little bit, but he has one of my favorite lines in the movie Necessary Roughness. They play a convicts, and he's just a dude in the center of the field going, "All right, dogs, let's get it on." And it just it makes me smile because it's Jim Kelly, a quarterback, and he's playing like linebacker. So, yeah, it was sad. I didn't realize how much the guy had been through.
Your horrible movie references never cease to amaze me.
Oh, this is an old movie. This is 90s.
Yeah, all your old movies are awful. Slapshot, I'm sure that was from 2012.
That's Slapshot 3 that sucked, not Slapshot.
Okay.
I do like bad movies.
All right, so I watched some of the ESPYs, not all of it. One takeaway, Danica Patrick. I don't think the writers did a great job of showcasing her comedic talents. Like, some of the skits were funny, but most of them were pretty bad.
Go, Daddy.
Her and Aaron Rodgers are such a weird couple. I forgot
that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did one little, like, skit together, and it was weird. But that was the inspiration for tonight's fantasy draft, is we're going to hand out some awards that the ESPYs probably missed. And Woody has the first pick. First award.
Yeah, so I got things started. I'm going to get things started, rather. And I'm going to start things off with the most interesting follow on social media. So this one kind of went down to the wire, but it actually the victory goes to Josh Hader. Because he's been all over social media recently. Ironically, not for anything he's said lately, but stuff he said, 6 or 7 years ago. So this is just another one of those cases where, you know, somebody gets in the spotlight, and it just happened to be he was pitching in the All-Star game.
Yep.
And I don't know what prompted it, but somebody started digging through his old tweets, and a lot of problematic stuff. You know, a lot of homophobic stuff, dropping some N-bombs, some derogatory stuff towards women. And a lot of it was, from what I recognized anyway, there were some song lyrics in there, and there were some movie quotes in there.
Right.
I don't know if all of that was the case, but
one of them was from the basketball movie with Will Ferrell. I'm blanking on the name.
It's semi-pro. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, suck my cock.
I'll murder your family.
Yeah.
You said S my C. Yeah. Maybe your mom didn't go to heaven.
Get off the court.
So that's definitely a bad look, and he's not getting any I don't think he got fined for it. I know he's not getting suspended, but they are making him go to sensitivity training. So
nice.
At this point, how do these guys not go back and
scrub
go
your
through
shit
that, or have
he
somebody
needs to fire his agent, because his agent should have said something.
The very next day, Nick Senzel, like some bot on Twitter, said, like, this bot has deleted all my old tweets. It's like, all right, Senzi, I see you. I see what you're doing. That's smart.
Yeah. Yep. I know. I saw that. I didn't even put two and two together because I don't think I realized the whole Josh Hayden thing was going on at the time. So I saw that tweet from Senzel. I was like, what the fuck is this? Did he get, like, hacked or something? But then now, in retrospect, it makes more sense. But you see this happen, and it happens a lot around, like, the draft. I think, was it Josh Allen that had it this past year, or was it one of the other guys?
I think it was Josh Allen.
So did I. Same situation.
Rondo tweeted shit about LeBron.
Those are always funny, too, where you see a guy talk shit about a team and ends up playing for that team 4 or 5 years later, which, that's just kind of, that's funny, but that's not quite as problematic as, you know, saying something that's blatantly racist or homophobic. I mean, that's a little bit more of an issue. But you got to think that at this point, you know, people have to be just like going through getting some kind of, you know, even if they don't have their own PR guy, like most of the teams they play for probably do, that should probably just be a built-in thing now, because
right,
it's going to come up. The internet's going to find it. So you might as well take care of it before it happens.
I had Hader on my list.
I took your pick a step further, Witty, and I called it the Hibachi Blogger Regretful Tweet Award. Present it to Josh Hader.
So I also had Hader. I have the second award to hand out. And mine was going to be split between Hader and this guy, but instead I will just hand it to Papa John, and he is the he is the bigot of the week. So nice. Congratulations, Papa. I know that you've been trying to get this award for a while now, it seems, and we're finally going to hand it to you. But apparently, he said the N-word on a conference call. Mm-hmm. And no matter, you know, people are saying, well, that's out of context. No matter what context it's in, it's classless. So
it's almost more racist to say it's out of context.
The story that I was reading was like saying they were asking him, like, how's he trying to distance himself from, like, the hate groups that are. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he said. He said something about Colonel Sanders used to say the N-word. And then he said something else, too. About something racist, and it wasn't him making a racist comment. It was alluding to something else racist that he experienced.
Yeah,
and he just said he didn't tie that into how it had anything to do with it. He basically just said, "Well, yo, this used to happen, and that used to happen," and it's like, okay, what's your point? Like, why are he saying this shit? Like, right? So.
I'm pretty sure that he had to step down from the board. Like, he had already, I guess, removed himself from commercials and stuff after whatever he did previously came out.
Yeah, and he stepped down as CEO.
Yeah.
That was back when he blamed his poor sales on the whole kneeling controversy. Yeah,
that's right.
And so now he stepped down as, I guess, chairman or whatever. Yeah. So. Yeah, bad look for Papa John's. And it's funny, like, you saw all over. And it was again mostly on social media, but sports teams coming out announcing and saying, like, you know, effective immediately, like, we've, you know, cut ties with Papa John's. We're no longer doing this promotion or that promotion. And I just wanted to see the Cardinals tweet out something about how they're re-upping with Papa John's.
That would be great. But yeah, like,
rename Busch Field Papa John's Field.
Yeah. Like, after that stuff came out, like, really quickly, Ravel tweeted out that, like, six or seven teams had already cut ties with the Papa John's franchise, being, you know, their official pizza sponsor or whatever for their club.
I was going to say, isn't that what Louisville's football stadium's, Papa John's Field or something like that?
Yeah. KFC Yum Center is their basketball. Yeah. It probably is something.
I think Papa John's is their,
Yeah, it is. It's Papa John's. And it's funny. So, I mean, the NFL cut ties with Papa John's as, like, the company, and Pizza Hut swooped in. So now let's see if they cash in on all the baseball teams jumping too. So Pizza Hut's got to be just fucking loving all this.
Yeah, I bet. They have to. All right, Hefe, you got back-to-back awards to hand out.
So my first one was the regretful tweet, but I'm going to change it up a little bit, and I always hate when they do the, you know, I'm accepting the award on the behalf of this person. So I'm going to kind of treat it like a raffle where you have to be here to accept it. So my first award was the Skyline Promoter of the Year Award, which I was going to give to Mac, but I'm going to give it to our friend Matt, who's been visiting every Skyline. Pretty innovative idea. So, you know, Mac missed out on his Kennedy Challenge because he's not here to accept the award.
I don't know where Matt got that idea, but it is genius.
Yeah, no, it's genius. And
I don't think he's here to accept the award either, so
we'll get him on.
Touche.
That's got to be one of the three of us. So who's done the most to support Skyline?
I'm doing keto right
Witty.
Now. So
hey, Witty got me. It today.
Hint,
tweeted about Skyline.
I'm the only one that they're
today.
Following out of the three of us, so.
Yeah, and you tweeted about him today. So scratch that. The award goes
to Witty. Yeah, they RT'd you yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You can kind of tell when they're going to retweet something, though. I knew going in that one was going to get retweeted, because they do that consistently, as long as it's something that's not just blatantly terrible.
Yeah, and
all the hard work and time you've put into Skyline this year, Woody, do you have anything to say in acceptance of the award?
Skyline time. Suck it, Mac.
Feeling good.
I wish he was here to accept it. He's eating enough calories to deserve the award.
He's probably
inventing words.
He's eating. I'm not good with words.
I heard at least a tenth of those conies that he's counting were gold star conies. Let's get that rumor going.
Wow. Fuck.
He's eaten enough calories to accept the award, but he's not here, so it's Witty's. My next award
is... get it, bitch.
My next award is the Butt Fumble Award. So I'm going to give my Butt Fumble Award, because this is just people that screw up in sports, to J.R. Smith. He's the reason LeBron left. He is the reason they lost. I don't care what the score was of any of the other games. He's the reason why they lost to the Warriors. He is the reason for everything, just like Sanchez was the reason for the butt fumble.
They were still going to lose to the Warriors even if they won that game.
No, it's because of J.R. Smith. It's all his fault. Butt fumble moment. He gets the butt fumble award.
I think it's more because of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
He finds himself in good company. It's the 2015 Bengals won the award once, but it's J.R. Smith this year.
That's a good one. He was really high, apparently, yeah. When he... All right. Let's go with my next award to hand out. I'm going to go the least committed person to this podcast, and it goes to Mac.
Hey! Congratulations, Mac. Yeah.
I had to throw one in there that was just a straight jab at Mac. Sure. So that's the one I'm going with.
Hey, fuck him.
Exactly.
I'd just like to point out that I've missed the fewest episodes of this podcast out of everybody, so I guess I'm the most committed.
Well, that wasn't the award I was handing out, so...
Yeah, well...
Maybe next round I'll give you one, but...
Maybe I'll give myself one.
Tough shit. Is that legal?
Yeah.
Fuck, I would have written a lot for myself if I would have known.
My next two are probably going to be for me. I just got to think of what they are. I'll save it for the honorable mentions.
As he said, he's the most committed to the pod.
I don't have to prepare ahead of time, all right? I wake up and I piss excellence, okay?
That award's getting to your head. Skyline Chili Award.
We'll see.
So is that it? You're not gonna elaborate on that? You're just gonna throw that out there?
Oh, fuck Mac.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He goes on vacation.
Loser.
Me the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you'll get yours next week.
Good. I can't wait.
We're gonna give Mac a whole segment just to rip DB for not being here.
I'm gonna listen to the Natty Boys on the plane. Without earbuds in, I'm just gonna hold the phone up so that everybody can hear it.
Yeah,
don't you hate when people do that?
Not when it's the Natty Boys. I love it because the Natty Boys are my favorite podcast. All right,
good point.
So my second pick is just the I wish this would just fucking go away award because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it and reading about it, and that's all of the advanced. You know, baseball stats now, and the only reason I bring it up is because in the home run derby, they're talking about average exit velocity.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And launch ratio, and I just...
With every hit.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like,
you should go hang out with Danny Graves.
I'm going to. I saw he tweeted that. I'm like, yes, thank you, Danny. At least now I have a voice on the internet, so I'm over it. I hate sabermetrics. I'm not a sabermetrics guy. And we've already talked about this. I'm a flavormetrics guy. So when we get into our candy discussions, I'm definitely into, you know, chocolate to peanut butter ratios. That's why Reese's eggs are trash. We're not going to talk about that. Everybody knows that. We're not going down that road again. But sabermetrics can get the fuck out. So give me the fucking footage of it, and that's it. 428 feet, I'm good. I don't even know how fast it got out there, what angle it took.
Back.
Yeah, that's what I...
Caught.
It's not the same. The Homer Derby without Berman is not the same.
No, you're right. It's better.
I listen to it on mute, and I just say back in my head because...
Nice.
Because I miss him.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. in peace. All right, so wrapping it back around to the third round. This was a very highly contested award for me, but it was... person that hates Canada the most. So obviously Kawhi was kind of in the running. Obviously he's not a big fan of moving to Canada. Trump recently got himself in the running, all the hate he's been throwing towards Canada, but I'm going to have to give it to Joey Votto for, his anti-Canadian remarks that he made a while back, which we touched on the podcast at the time. I wrote a nice blog about it. It's back in May, which is the most recent blog I've written. But
it's because you're so committed to the pod.
That's right. Yeah, I'm 100% committed to the podcast. So it's basically a full-time job. So yeah, Joey Votto gets my anti-Canadian award for his anti-Canadian baseball comments that had the entire country basically saying, fuck you, Joey, we don't want you anymore, even though he didn't say anything. But we all know how Canadians like to overreact to shit. I mean, DB got yelled at for one on Twitter for no reason, so.
Yeah, I was saying that your team did something good and I got yelled at.
Yeah. God, Canada's the worst.
I like
Canada. I think Mexico's easily my favorite neighbor of the United States.
Wow. What about Cuba?
Fuck Cuba.
Okay. My last award to hand out is going to Hefe.
Ooh.
It's the Who's Your Daddy Award. Do you have some news, Hefe?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a dad.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna make fun of me for not having a dad anymore.
No, like, we Jesus. Do that enough. Yeah. But I wanted to congratulate you. I was like, God, this is getting dark.
It's getting... the Who's Your Daddy Award, not the Where's Your Daddy Award.
Yeah, so I congratulations, Hefe. That's very Thanks, exciting man. That you got a bun in the oven.
He you gotta aim for the correct does. Hole.
No. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't feel very good, but that's just because I eat like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you think that'll change once the kid gets here, you're wrong, because it's only going to get worse because you got less time to prepare.
Hey, maybe I will see my dad soon.
Jesus, this took a dark turn.
Love you, Pop. I'm going to end this craziness. This is a feel-good award. I just went best nickname. Scooter Jeanette. Just a great guy. Just pissing excellence right now. I love the guy. He does everything right.
I still love the whole story about his nickname, too.
Yeah, that's great.
He's doing everything right now. It would be awesome to be Scooter Jeanette the last couple years. Got picked up in a... off season last year, right before camp. He's been a freaking all-star 2 years in a row. Beast. I hope he gets the extension in Cincinnati. He stays a Red forever and ever.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's funny because before this past week or two, we were still kind of thinking that there's a good chance that Scooter gets traded at the deadline. So if that not happening or likely not happening, I'm happy in the sense that, we're keeping Scooter, but like, it's also, I don't want this team to stop trying. Stop trying to build for the future thinking that, we're almost there now. I mean, obviously they're playing great now. We talked about this last week. They still have a long ways to go. They're still in the middle of a rebuild. So I don't want them to try and be buyers at the trade deadline. If they think they can kind of hold tight with what they've got until some of the younger guys can come up and then be in good position for the future, that's great. Because, they do have some talented young prospects, but you kind of want to continue to build that talent pool. So, we'll see. And I'm assuming we'll still see Harvey dealt before the end of the trade deadline. But
he's definitely gone.
Yeah. It's funny, as with anything, Red's Twitter wasn't happy to hear that, they're talking about a Jeanette extension because, they wanted him traded. But if the trade came out and happened, Red's Twitter would be pissed if they got rid of him. So
yeah.
Yep. You can't win with Red's Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that we should sign Harvey now because he's shown that he can produce. And it's like, no, that's not the reason that we got him.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Yeah. Unless him and Homer agree to swap contracts. No. Not even that, because I want Homer's contract gone.
Because then we would have $100 million owed to Matt Harvey.
Yeah. That was a dumb comment. I'll admit it.
honorable mentions for awards. Which two were you going to give yourself, Big Witty?
Well, obviously, just the most spectacular podcaster, because, clearly I'm head and shoulders above the rest of the team. But I think that goes without saying. And then, I already said I'm most committed, so obviously there's that.
All right.
Hottest takes, hottest ass,
I'll give you the hottest ass one.
Most children.
Although T-Bone. Let's be honest.
Yeah, so I'm just raking them in. I had another honorable mention that we kind of already alluded to it. I was going to say the least favorite person on Red's Twitter, and that goes to Tom Brenneman, which, again, another one I don't understand, but they're not a big fan of Thom out there, so.
No, that's a good one.
I know.
I had the most unwanted Hall of Fame player in history going to Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants him on their team. He became a free agent, and everybody's like, don't do it. Don't do it, team.
He's basketball TO.
I said that last week.
He's basketball TO.
I mean, even with TO, for a while there, you were happy he was on your team, even though you hated him.
Yeah.
Like, with Dwight Howard, he's great, but no one wants him on his team no matter what.
It's true.
And then the last one I'll mention is the Bushiest Beaver Award goes to Phyllis.
I had the whitest sneakers, Jax Teller, to take it away from Pam. Yep. And since the Mayans is going to be starting up, it's relevant. So I'm getting excited for that because I actually really do like Sons of Anarchy. So thanks for the suggestion on watching that.
Also, my last honorable mention that I forgot was the best sports and pop culture podcast with a Cincinnati flavor that goes to the Natty Boys. So congratulations.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. Finally, someone recognizes us.
Yeah.
Even if it's us.
Hey, it'll catch on. couple more years.
Maybe. So, do you guys got anything that you're looking forward to this weekend?
Nope.
It's going to rain all weekend.
So.
I was going to go to the Reds game Sunday, but I don't want to sit in the rain. So, no.
That's all right.
I'm not really looking forward to it.
I'll be prepping for vacation. I'm heading to Florida next week, so I got that going on. I'm going to a Reds game next week, but this weekend I can't think of a ton that I'm doing besides prepping for vacation. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, I got some painting and some furniture building that I'll be doing. So
yeah,
which painting's whatever, but I actually like putting together furniture and shit. That's kind of fun sometimes in a weird way because I'm a nerd. I'm a loser. That's what I look forward to on the weekends, but.
Instructions or no instructions?
I'm an instructions guy.
So am I.
Yeah, I'm not that hard ass.
I'm a big instructions guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I get frustrated with my wife for not paying attention to instructions.
Look, I didn't follow instructions. I did it perfectly, and I got all these parts left over. I'm more efficient. That's great, honey. The bookshelf's going to collapse and kill us now, but...
Just don't put any books on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not there for books.
All right. Well, thanks for checking out the Natty Boys podcast. If you've stuck through it this long, man, we went way over. We thought this was going to be a short show, and it completely wasn't.
I think we said shit show.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it was. So check out millironsports.com. We try and blog a few times a week. Check out Mill Iron Sports on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We try and be really interactive and argue with people a lot, mostly people from Canada. So, you know, if you're Canadian, wait, we already decided that Canada doesn't have iTunes, right?
I think they might have it now. Yeah, iTunes.
iTunes. Yeah. Well, look for us on, if you're listening to this, you probably already listened to it through iTunes, so. Don't look for us on iTunes because you probably already did.
Yeah. Tell someone else.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
Tell a friend.
Because
tell an enemy.
This is great content.
Listen to this really great podcast. It's really good. You should listen.
Tell Mac we'll be back next week.
Yeah. He's a good one.
Yeah. We'll get rid of that DB fuck.
Yeah.
Mac and Witty will fight over the Skyline Award next week.
Wish it was Hefe. just kidding. I love you.
Whoa. TMI.
All right. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye,
Mac.